This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has his year-end top 10 list, as well as some thoughts about music trends that emerged this year.
That's Spoon and its lead vocalist, Britt Daniel, making the kind of indie pop music that pleases folks like me, and maybe you, who love its simultaneous sense of history as well as its forward momentum. Spoon's album, They Want My Soul, was all sustained pleasure. And pop music on a bigger scale is the triumph of 2014. Grand, glossy music making overtook hip-hop, country, and rock, or, more accurately, found new ways to absorb them, to dominate the airwaves, the charts, and our consciousness. This was, after all, the year of Pharrell's Happy, an immediately ubiquitous tune that became an anthem for thoughtful optimism, as well as the go-to music for what seemed like every light interlude in a TV sitcom. And what was even poppier than Pharrell's pop? Taylor Swift's pop, of course.
Next mistake, love's a game, wanna play. New money, suit and tie, I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly, and I know you heard about me. So hey, let's be friends, I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand, I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever.
This was the year Taylor Swift severed her remaining ties to country music to make her gleefully bold album 1989, which did what few albums do anymore: present itself as a carefully sequenced collection of songs designed to be listened to from first cut to last. You know, the way Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was. The opposite of bright, catchy pop is represented on a couple of other albums on my best list. The assiduously ornery band Pear Ubu makes music that is at once harsh and noisy, morosely serious and playfully nimble, and I love the band's album Carnival of Souls. Even moodier is the music of Lana Del Rey, whom you might call the anti-Taylor Swift. On her album Ultraviolence, Del Rey stretches out syllables and song lengths so that every tune becomes a siren call, beckoning you toward her.
Stood for deadly nightshade, 'cause I was filled with poison, but blessed with beauty and rage. Jen told me that it hit me and it felt like a kiss. Jen brought me back, reminded me.
No album seemed as rich and deep with complexities about family, time, and geography as Roseanne Cash's The River and the Thread. It's a tour through an area of the South that has meant a lot to Cash and previous generations of her extended clan. This album operates as a prodigious feat of travel reporting, historical investigation, and ways to make rock, folk, country, and blues work when you're a Manhattan woman maintaining connections to your roots.
I'm going down to Florence, gonna wear a
It's increasingly rare that a new musician comes along who can embody an older tradition yet render a familiar form fresh. But 20-something Benjamin Booker did it with his debut blues rock funk album. He was at his best when he and his guitar sounded as though he was running down a dark street, chasing after something desirable or running from something frightening. It was the kind of year in which I was as happy to hear a bright bit of boy band punk rock like 5 Seconds of Summer's song She Looks So Perfect as I was Miranda Lambert's twang realism on a song like Bathroom Sink. If the year's best collection of old music was the long-awaited release of Bob Dylan's The Basement Tapes Complete, Dylan's current tour suggested that he continues to make the old stuff new. And as I consider my favorite music of the past year, making it new while being mindful of the past is the common theme, no matter how different the sounds are. Here's what I mean. 9 albums and a book that defined my year. Roseanne Cash's The River and the Thread, Pere Ubu's Carnival of Souls, Taylor Swift's 1989, Lana Del Rey's Ultraviolence, Miranda Lambert's Platinum, Spoon's They Want My Soul, X-Hex's Rips, Benjamin Booker's self-titled album, Jenny Lewis's The Voyager, and Viv Albertine's memoir, Clothes, 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 Music, 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 Boys, Boys, Boys. Happy New Year to you.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. You can find his top 10 list on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. I'm Terry Gross.